This podcast is a presentation of UCTV.tv, University of California Television. Like what you learn? Help others discover UCTV podcasts by leaving a comment or rating in iTunes.
I do not suppose that your troops are to be beaten in actual conflict with the foe, or that they will be driven into the sea. But I am certain that many homes in England in which there now exists a fond hope that the distant one may return, many such homes may be rendered desolate when the next mail shall arrive. The angel of death has been abroad throughout the land. You may almost hear the beating of his wings. There is no one, as when the firstborn were slain of old, to sprinkle with blood the lintel and the two side posts of our doors, that he may spare and pass on. He takes his victims from the castle of the noble, the mansion of the wealthy, and the cottage of the poor and the lowly. And it is on behalf of all these classes that I make this solemn appeal. I tell the noble lord that if he be ready, honestly and frankly, to endeavor by the negotiations to be opened at Vienna to put an end to this war, no word of mine, no vote of mine, will be given to shake his power for one single moment or to change his position in this house. I am sure that the noble lord is not inaccessible to appeals made to him from honest motives and with no unfriendly feeling. The noble lord has been for more than 40 years a member of this house. Before I was born, he sat upon the treasury bench, and he has devoted his life in the service of his country. He is no longer young, and his life has extended almost to the term allotted to man. I would entreat the noble lord to take a course which, when he looks back upon his whole political career, whatever he may therein find to be pleased with, whatever to regret, cannot but be a source of gratification to him. By adopting that course, he would have the satisfaction of reflecting that, having obtained the object of his laudable ambition, having become the foremost subject of the crown, the director of, it may be, the destinies of his country, and the presiding genius in her councils, he had achieved a still higher and nobler ambition, that he had returned the sword to the scabbard, that at his word, torrents of blood had ceased to flow, that he had restored tranquility to Europe and saved this country from the indescribable calamities of war. John Bright.
Thank you. coffin.
Oh,
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.